Christmas Friday, July the 2nd, 1982. At approximately 1:35 a.m. on Friday morning, July the 2nd, our Blessed Mother left a rose, a pink rose, at my typing table in my bedroom and came forth in a very hazy mist-like light that grew wider and brighter as she came close to the table. As I tried to sit up, being bedfast for so long, I hesitated at the feasibility of my trying to grasp the pink rose set on the table by Our Lady, a sign for me to use the typewriter for clarity purposes, she said. That's what Our Lady said. The typewriter would be used for clarity purposes. Blessed Mother is dressed in a beautiful luminous white mantle bordered by a small golden trim. Her gown is also a brilliant white color, and there is a blue sash about her waist. She is truly the shining star of heaven. Of course, this is Jesus' designation of his wonderful Mother Mary. Our Blessed Mother is standing at my right shoulder. She says, "Right now, my child, just as I tell it to you." I bend forward to reach the typewriter, wondering how I was going to do any of this with my hands in the condition they are, as well as my spine. But if heaven wants me to do it, I knew I was going to be able to do it somehow. Our Lady repeated again, "Right now, my child, just as I tell you." Our Lady had me type, "Where do the eagles gather to feast on decaying flesh? For hell has opened wide and set the demon's nest. Why do you kill your brother, O ye of little faith? Have you no reason to shudder when you think of your possible fate? Have you lost your courage to stand forth as faithful and true? Or must you go farther forward in life, forgetting to wear your blue? I am the queen, your mother, on a mission so far and wide. There's no reason to fear, my son, but your sin you cannot hide. Do penance, make atonement. The time is so short, for soon everything living will be treated as naught. Give up your worldly pleasures as well as your hoarded treasures, for they too shall become as naught." Jesus has appeared and startled me by standing by my chair on the right side of Our Lady. He leaned forward and said, "What does it benefit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? The flesh shall turn to dust, but you will retain full consciousness of your being truly alive. However, you are changed into an eternal state of being. Your spirit lives forever, and tomorrow is forever for many. Are you ready? Do not take my mother's counsel lightly. You are being warned, my poor children. Awaken from the darkness that you allow to enshroud your world, or it will be the end in time. Pray, pray." Our Blessed Mother has been weeping, and I cannot help weeping too. So many souls are going to hell, and many to purgatory every minute of earth's time. Pray, pray. It is now 2:20 a.m. Jesus and Our Lady have left. It was like they passed right through the wall, going upward and outward through the wall up into the sky, until only two small lights were visible in the sky as I ran to look out the window to see where they went to. Back to heaven, of course. They must grow terribly sad, not but even a bit, wee bit angry
at the goings-on down here upon earth, as St. John once said to us a short time ago, but now the chastisement is fast approaching. Shout it from the rooftops, the rosary, the scapular, above all, daily Mass with the Holy Eucharist, a constant vigil of prayer. I beg of you. Amen.